from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I can't believe Peacock is so low on that list. That's fascinating. Who is there? Do you still have it in front of you? Mm-hmm. Who? So is there anyone else 100 plus? Netflix first,
Netflix, Amazon, and Disney.
And what's Disney?
153.
Oh, so they're 100 plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are the three that we know of that are 100 plus.
Man, Disney
only
blew
two
up.
Are 200 plus.
Disney blew up quick, man. Mm-hmm. Salute. Mm-hmm. If Peacock's app wasn't such a bundle of garbage, maybe more people would subscribe to it. Because yeah, that app is absolute ass.
I wonder how they count this too. Do they count the people with TV subscriptions? Because that's my subscription. It's not necessarily a Peacock subscription.
So you log in through the app though, right?
Right, through the app.
So my
TV information.
Though. Yeah, but my assumption is when you log in, that's how they log the subscriber. Because mm-hmm. there are people who get, like, I don't think I get it anymore. Mm-hmm. Peacock for free mm-hmm. because of like an Xfinity subscription mm-hmm. to internet subscription.
Yeah, okay.
But I still have to log in. I think when you log in, that's the subscriber.
Gotcha.
Of course, that's
you gotta step the game up, man. Part. You gotta step the game.
They do. Well, this will help.
Yes.
Yeah, that's this cool. will help.
And then they also didn't they do something crazy like.
This I think the Olympics might help.
But didn't they do, oh no, it was just the rating. Like they did like 22 for that playoff game. Like a 22 rating or something like that for the Dolphins-Chiefs game. And then the NFL was like the highest stream.
22 million?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It was like the highest streamed event ever or something like that.
NFL playoff game stream. Yeah, we're Googling on the internet. What's the problem?
Yeah, average of 23 million viewers, making it the most streamed game in NFL history.
So there's I can't make that math work. There's 33 million subscribers and 23 million of that 33 million.
Hey, Tua Tagovailoa is a draw.
Man, what time is it? It's Tua time.
Please pay him, please.
Man. There's your boy on stage.
Yeah, there is. Kyle Shanahan speaking. I can't hear him because it's muted. I wonder what he'd sound like right now.
No.
Brandon is going to be here and stuff. And, you know, when we get out here for training camp and stuff, it's just going to be, you know, we're just going to do what we can and stuff.
That one needs more work. You know, why do you call that one? This isn't a good one.
You know, it's just one of those things. Brandon, we got a relationship and... You know, stuff, and you just
deep breath, bro.
Just gotta, you know, well, work it out. It's gonna,
you're lying,
it's gonna help
about
out a lot. But
him speaking like,
you know,
a pug
and stuff, funny. It just, you know, just sometimes it's gonna work itself out. But it's stuff at the end of the day.
If
it's
you
just the business.
Cut it like the length in which you do the impression in half. It'd be more bearable. I haven't heard a thing about any of these Cowboys signing
contracts.
Which is
crazy because I saw a stat yesterday. CeeDee Lamb, we talking about Brandon Ayuk. CeeDee Lamb had like 1,700 yards receiving last year.
CeeDee Lamb is like, him and Brandon Ayuk should not be negotiating in the same territory.
No. I feel like every time Jerry Jones talks about it, like, oh, Jerry, like, you got to pay these guys eventually. Yeah, we got to pay them. And then it just kind of stops there.
Well, I heard him there. They said, well, you know, we got to pay these guys. And when you own a team, that's what you've got to do. You got to make sure the salary works. But I just want to win a Super Bowl so bad.
You know what?
It really upsets me that we have.
You know what the only good news that I have is that he doesn't do this on the other station. So I know in an hour this will stop.
With the 420 hit of the day. You know, I just really liked Fabulous when he was out.
You know, he's one of those.
Travis Scott, he's from Texas, and I know he's from Houston, but he's a guy that the Cowboys really targeted.
So the Cowboys targeted Travis Scott, huh? All right. So this says, this 33 million number has to be wrong.
33, what's the 33 number?
The Peacock subscribers. Oh. Because the average that people watched, the average number of people that watched the Tua time was 23 million. 28 million people checked that out, which means only 5 million people without the 5 million people with the Peacock service didn't watch.
Another source has them at 34 million.
My goodness, man, that is crazy. I don't know if that's crazy for NBC or crazy for the NFL.
There's got to be something we're missing in the way it was reported about how they averaged these 23 million viewers. That doesn't make sense.
Unless Peacock just has a direct audience.
The percentages just say that is impossible.
Peacock's audience is literally just WWE and NFL fans, I guess.
I guess so. I wonder what the most streamed... it was WrestleMania. That's what it was. They always say it was the most streamed event in our history, but they never tell you like how many people streamed it.
I mean, do you really know people with like a Peacock subscription, though? People don't have it because we watch The Office or like the NFL or something like that, or just like that stuff. But like, I feel like people don't have it for the reason you'd have Netflix or anything like those. WWE and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think I've ever like come across someone who had like I had that subscription.
I was about to say I ain't even gonna say it, bro.
Say it.
I ain't gonna say it till 3:13, man. Because people just be hell no. I ain't doing it.
Say it.
I'll let you say it.
I just walked the line right now.
You hear people say Netflix and chill all the time, right? Have you ever heard that the other way?
What? I don't know what you're saying.
No, you know what I'm saying.
Say it.
You know
what... You're a coward.
Yeah. Honestly, we won't go to break.
You guys know what I'm saying.
Go ahead and say it.
You got like a premium Peacock.
What are you going to say?
No, Tabo, you say it. You guys put in the check. Go ahead. I ain't saying it.
What's wrong with Peacock and chill?
Yo. Hey, so what? Where we at? Ref, where we at?
Play
where
on.
We at?
Oh, play on. Oh. See, Kenny trying to get a new trend started.
See, now they're throwing names in the chat.
Well,
yo, wait a minute. This is going too far.
What you did? You instigated. Look what you did. What do you mean? Wow. You can't start a fire and go, man, this really got out of control.
Look, because I work and I broadcast to a bunch of children in here, I couldn't speak freely. And I just was like, nah, let me not say it. Because I was like, yeah, you hear people say Netflix and chilled. Have you ever heard them? I was like, nah, let me not. I don't want to say it. I'm cool.
No. See, but you could have thought all of that and not have said anything.
I was about to say, and as I was about to say it, I had to stop. I said, no, I'm not going to say that. See, and now look. It's got
Warren. You
got
to get back in the lab,
crazy.
Bro.
Yo, Warren.
Yeah, Warren, that was insane, bro. Warren, chill out.
I didn't even see what Warren said.
No, Warren lost his mind.
Take a lap, Warren.
Okay, Warren.
Fence him back.
All right.
He lost his mind.
Warren, for the first time in the show's history, is on timeout.
You knew Drew Down was going to get in there.
Drew Down lives for moments like this.
Show's cooked. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
This show was cooked at like noon.
We'll just use the same rundown.
We started
tomorrow.
The show with pocket watching.
I swear we had like two King segments too.
And all we got to was Devin Carter and his stupid ass obsession over Supreme shoes.
Oh, man. Look at Hannah Storm, man. Still doing her thing.
And a cooking.
Talking to my girl, Kimberly Martin.
Dude, look at that. ESPN still talking Jets.
Yo, this is how they started the morning, was talking the Jets.
I didn't
that's
know.
A big deal, though. Hassan Reddick, that's a, like,
he, so they
if he decides not to come to work, that's a problem.
They traded for him and weren't committed to giving him a contract.
Well, if they are, they haven't given it to him yet.
Why would you trade for him?
I have no clue.
Classic Jets.
Why would you trade for him? And they say, we're not sure we're going to give you a contract.
It's like signing a 39-year-old quarterback and not building your offensive line.
Yeah, did that problem get fixed? Like, is Aaron Rodgers not on the verge of death every time he drops back?
Nothing Vibes can do.
Oh, man. Week one.
Well, good thing he's
like,
good thing he's a doctor and all of that.
Why build your offensive line when you can just put Devontae Adams rumors out there?
Well, why build an offensive line when you can just, you know, put a washcloth on your knee and be fine the next day?
Did you see he was in the 90s again for the top 100 now? In NFL.
No.
He's like 91 or something.
That's funny.
I ain't gonna say nothing about Aaron Rodgers until after week one.
Well,
I need a win.
There you go.
I need a win.
I'm with it. We'll come back. Jason Jones will be with us. So it's not like things are going to get better.
Jason, your thoughts on Seth Rollins being the guest referee?
Oh, he'll be so hyped for that question.
Edison said, God damn it.
Well, you know what? We could have the conversation about the most famous rapper alive.
Jason would
love that. The man from the New York Times joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Big Zah.
I don't think she's as short as you think she is.
Every time she stands next to somebody, she's the shortest person in the picture.
Well, she is, but she's standing next to Damian Woody here, but she does have heels on, so maybe she... Yeah,
but everything says she's 5'6".
Hey, salute to all women who walk around in those things, because I don't know how y'all do it. That just seems so ungodly uncomfortable.
Shout out to the ones who run in them.
That's crazy, too.
Why do they do that?
Oh, you ever seen a girl running some hills?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Just
trying to catch the boober or whatever?
Just don't go to Old Sack.
That's athlete right
now.
Well,
don't go. Yeah, you go to Old Sack, you're cooked. that heel getting... Yeah, that's a tough one. I've seen it many times.
Well, look,
many nights after sidelines.
All the ladies in Sacramento, you guys work on your game with your heels and everything, because that may be where Malik's is.
No.
Oh, we ain't going to Old Sack with Malik's.
I don't want Malik's in Old Sacramento.
It's going to be where the old Tunnel was. Or we could go right across the Hong King Lounges. That's a nice, nice size space right there.
We can't do Malik's at Old Sacramento. Yeah, it's like the Hollywood of Sac. Like, yeah. We got to put it somewhere.
I don't want Malik's in Old Sacramento. I'd rather it be.
Let that belong to Joe's Crab Shack.
Why don't we talk to Uncle V? Get one of the get some of the space. You know, maybe there's something open next to Haagen-Dazs, and we can have it right outside the.
Well, that's too small. Malik's gonna be popping.
Malik's gonna be popping.
So we're gonna need a little space. It can't be too big. We're gonna need a little space.
We can't even figure out where to do the 1,000th show, and we're trying to open Malik.
Yeah, I've been kind of wondering. We've been kind of talking about the 1,000th shows. When are we gonna do that at?
Right there.
Yeah, right there in front.
As Aaron says.
We're going to do it like live. We're 94.
As Aaron says, 50 feet to the left.
Oh.
I think we're going to do it right there. Like, we're going to have to figure out, like, the RSVP process, because space will be, like, limited. And we'll have, like, a live show for everybody to come to, like, 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. But I think it'll be right there in that room. The problem is they're building that room out for something else. And I don't know when it's going to be done, but the building of that is taking up space. So we have...
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
And we also can't have that signage on our show.
Yeah.
So we have things to figure out, but the final boss is in on it. Mm-hmm. The tribal chief had a very sarcastic response, so I'm not really sure what he wants. And he knows we want food. Ben wants to be here. Black Label 916, I was going to reach out to our man Brett Barish, see if we could, you know, get him to be a part of the show. But we're going to plan something for August 21st, and we've thrown some things in the Discord already to kind of measure, mm-hmm. see whatever. Maybe we could. You think we could get Jason Jones to drive all the way to Sacramento to be a part of our 1,000th show?
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, to be honest with you. I mean, if he comes down there, he can't be wearing that crap.
I think it looks nice. Got to
get
nice
out of here, man. Giants lost again to the Dodgers last
week. It's funny. You got a White Sox hat on yelling at him about the Dodgers.
Well, okay, man. You know? Goes
with the White Sox hat, Sac State.
Shout out Sac State. Stingers up, baby.
I remember when I allegedly got one of those jerseys. But I guess Coach took it to LSU with him, and never really happened. So Jason, you're the perfect person to bring in. Jason Jones of the New York Times, that is the perfect person to bring into this conversation. The Family Feud video that came out about the greatest rapper of all time. And that got me hooked. I watched that entire thing waiting to see who was going to be revealed as number one. And it wound up being Snoop. And I know you probably don't have a problem with that, but one thing Kenny and I talk about all the time is it wasn't like Snoop is carrying the Olympic torch into the Olympic Stadium on Friday to hand off to the final person who's going to take it the final relay and light the cauldron. That's insane. That is like a different level of stardom.
I'm trying off my little camera. I don't know what happened. Well, there we go. There we go.
Jason was like a dream sequence.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I was actually just like messaging my editor about, like, you look, think about, you know, being in Long Beach in 1992-93 and then going through the murder trial and all that stuff, and like being in the face of cannabis when cannabis was illegal, and he was like, it was a terrible thing. You would have never told me that in 2024 he'd be like one of America's most loved people.
Yeah, for real.
It is one of the more stunning, you know, like turnarounds. And I think a legit argument could be made that Snoop is the greatest rapper of all time. When you take it to totality, everything, the catalog, the fame, the kind of like cross, genre things, you could make an argument. I'm not necessarily saying that's the actual argument, or that's how I necessarily feel, but he's in the discussion.
I agree with that.
He's in the discussion. The catalog ain't there
for me. That's what I was thinking too. The catalog.
Everything else is there. The catalog ain't there for me.
I disagree. Maybe I know I am from Long Beach. I'm probably a little biased. I disagree.
But what I would say though.
Then again, I think Jay-Z's catalog is overrated.
Well,
he got too many albums with too many skips for me.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I mean,
what's his best album?
Probably The Blueprint.
Okay. Can't argue that.
A reasonable doubt, but I ain't never drove like from the Bay to LA and said, I'm going to listen to Jay-Z the whole time. And that's not to say that he's not, but I can't do 5 straight hours of Jay-Z.
But you're not putting the Dogfather on to get you down there, are you?
I can skip the Dogfather. I got way more heat than that. I would argue Snoop has more albums I can enjoy than Jay-Z.
See, that's where you lose me.
Yeah,
I don't know if Snoop's got that.
In my lifetime.
There's some albums here I've never even heard.
Yeah, Snoop's discography kind of falls off a cliff.
He got an album called Kool-Aid. I had never heard this album before. it features the song Super Crip. Like,
I remember Super Crip. I didn't know it was on Kool-Aid. I remember that song, though. You can make the argument, and here's what I would say about what Jason just said. The catalog doesn't measure up to a lot of those guys at the top, but it's good enough to hold up in the conversation, right? Like he may not be an A+ in the catalog, but he's a B-, and if he's A's everywhere else,
that might give him the
cumulative score.
Might be A pluses in a couple category, because when you talk about, this is what Jason was saying a second ago, you talk about the level of fame that he has, it might be unmatched.
He's the most famous rapper maybe ever. I talked about it earlier when we were doing the other show, Jason. I said the only one that might compare, and maybe there's two because of this, but the only one that might compare is LL Cool J because of the TV.
Or Will Smith.
I always forget Will Smith is a rapper. God damn it.
I always forget Will Smith is a rapper because he's an actor to me.
I forgot what was he on? Was it like the Grammys or something? And these kids were like, what is he doing?
I think he was on the BET Awards too.
Yeah, my kids, like my youngest is like, what is going on? Why is the dude from Men in Black rapping? Like, why is the dude from Bad Boys rapping? I'm like, he used to like really do that.
I think it's okay to Queen Latifah's in the conversation.
Queen Latifah's one. Yeah. I think it's okay to classify Will Smith and put him in the category as rap, as an actor. No disrespect to his rapping and all this other stuff. But if you have to define Will Smith, he's an actor before he's an entertainer. Rapper. That's fine, but rapper is not what he is.
Anymore.
He won a Grammy.
He wasn't bad at it or nothing like that, but you look at it on the flip side, RIP. Snoop is a rapper.
Because Missionary's coming out this year.
Geez. And what does it follow up?
It's the sequel to Doggy Style. That's what I've heard. You've heard, you know about this, right?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, shout out Long Beach at its finest. Like I said, I'm admittedly biased because he's from my neighborhood. So what Snoop means to me is a little bit different than what it means to probably somebody else. Yeah. I'm admittedly biased.
Yeah, but in this discussion, though, that doesn't mean you're like wrong.
I mean, when you talk about just like fame, like little kids know who Snoop is. Like, they don't know about Doggy Style, but they're like, oh, there's Snoop.
Right.
Like, yeah, I mean, they just know he's Snoop. And I mean, it's still crazy because you couldn't have told me back in 93 that like I'd have kids who knew who Snoop was like 30 plus years later. And that like he'd still be as popular as that. I mean, I think he's more popular.
I agree.
Yeah.
Than he's ever been, which is wild. Like, man had TV shows. He's been in movies, shows with Martha Stewart. I mean, there's really not much he hasn't done at this point. And I'm looking forward to his commentary. I just want to see him do the equestrian again at the Olympics.
Apparently, he's been banned from 3 different countries at different points in his life.
Oh, no. I believe it, yeah.
And that wasn't even during the murder trial. This was within, like, the last couple of decades.
That was probably some weed stuff.
Yeah, well, he was banned from Norway because of weed, for sure. Well, looks the same to be true for Australia.
Wow, damn, you can't go back to Australia no more.
Well, no, he can go. So the Norway ban was 2 years. Australia looked to be a little over a year. Oh, man, the United Kingdom was a solid 4 years.
Wow. Got banned from the UK. That's crazy.
That is wild.
Now look at him. He's going to be running. He's going to have a torch in Paris, which is so fitting that he would have a torch, you know.
No. There we go. The person, like, made everything happen. But is it unfair to say the name helped a little bit with a certain Snoop Dogg. Like that, I think that.
So if he was Calvin Brodus, you don't think it would have the same?
I don't know. If he was C Bro, you know what I mean? The rapper, I don't know if it, Snoop Dogg and Snoopy mm-hmm. being so synonymous, maybe not with this generation as much, but the Martha Stewart generation, right? Snoopy. Oh, that's how.
It's a disarming nickname.
Yeah, like that's right. Yeah,
you know,
Killer Mike isn't the same,
right?
You know, before every rapper's name was a reference to being like some like OG or like a reference. Remember the whole
Pimp
C. The era in the '80s where everyone's name was a reference to cocaine,
Brother Lynch,
blah blah blah, blah ski rock. All, everything was like was a drug, you know.
Hell, Coke LaRock.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah, everyone was a little rock and ski. Now it's like, oh, there's Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, I mean, and he has a very, just like his personality and everything. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't surprise me on Family Feud, he'd be up there. But just the names that were hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll get that 3-minute video or whatever it was hooked me. Like, I was.
They're like, Nas.
I just knew Eminem was going to be number one. Nope.
It was like, I mean, that whole, it was like Jay-Z was like, what, 6 or something?
Crazy. He was 8. He was
I don't even think Lil Wayne was on the list.
Yeah,
Lil Wayne didn't make the list. Kendrick Lamar didn't make the list.
But
I don't know what mall they did that survey at.
Right. The Roseville Galleria would be my guess. Or some equivalent.
What am I thinking of here? Santa Monica or something like that. There's a big outdoor mall they probably went to. Somewhere very safe.
Yeah, that was just, I was like, this was not the hip hop head survey. This was like, hey, you watch TV, don't you? Name a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They snoop someone they know.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they probably saw the cookbook right before they went ahead and did that.
I think, somebody, I was looking for the cookbook for Christmas, and it was like sold out. Cookbook was gone.
They got it down in Inglewood. I saw it when I was down there last time.
Mm.
Mm. I just can't wait for Missionary to drop.
Well,
mm-hmm. I had to explain. Remember a couple of years ago, Roman Reigns had that promo where he said,
"Yep,
watching wrestling or whatever was like every night."
Yep.
And my oldest son goes, Dad, what is that? Like, what's the problem with that? And I'm like, okay.
In theory, son, there's nothing. Yeah, nothing. There's no problem with it. But
I was like, in reality, everyone wants to go preach the gospel every night. That's what you're talking about, son. Yeah. Who wants to preach the gospel, the same gospel every single night?
Roman's talking about doing your homework. Missionary is a word for homework in the islands.
Yeah, see, there you go. Or like you said earlier, just ask Uncle D-Lo.
Well, that's what Kenny will do. What's,
ask Uncle D-Lo
hey, what's scissor me daddy mean? Oh. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
And that's what I said. I said, I don't know. Don't worry about it. He took it upon himself to be like, hey.
Look straight up at me, too. Hey, what does it mean when they do that? When they do what? You know, the thing like that? Oh, I don't know. It's just the thing they do.
If you don't give them the answer, he'll go on Google and be like,
I said it's just a thing that they do. His dad was sitting right next to him.
And he's like, Dad, look, I looked it up.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Oh.
Then he discovered that the guy's original name was Mr. Ass. or the Ass Man. Yeah, no, what could go wrong in that?
Nothing at all.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Yeah. Good times at wrestling. Always good times.
Always good times. We were trying to book out wrestling. We Cody needs somebody, and I don't know who it is, but he needs, like, I use the example how Cactus Jack took Triple H to, like, that next level in 2000. Like, Cody needs somebody to get him to the next level because he's just kind of.
I think he needs Gunther. He needs, okay, like, a real strong heel.
So you know what would help me with that? Because I like where you're going, is if Gunther beat the hell out of Priest in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like, I think he needs to feud with someone not related to Roman Reigns for a little bit.
It feels a little rehash. It feels like, well, he already beat the Bloodline. He beat the original version of the Bloodline. This feels like...
But now he's got to... So now he's got to beat the little brothers now. Yeah. Got to beat the little Bloodline.
They haven't,
like,
established themselves yet.
I said, maybe think about Seth. And the angle is, you only finished your story because of me.
The problem is all the logical people are on the other show.
Oh, that's,
well, that was the other thing. We've determined that they need to end this. they need
everyone else is on the other show.
Before Netflix starts, they need to end this stupid brand extension.
Or have a redraft.
Or do something.
One of the two. Because Raw's going to be the show.
Bring back that Vince McMahon wild card where it's like, okay, for tonight, you get to go over here.
Vince McMahon wild card.
Let's call it something else.
It was a wild week in wrestling. So, I mean, outside of wrestling, it was a wild week. So,
well, it definitely was a wild week. But your boy, Sham Sharania, broke political news.
Well, your colleague.
He tweeted it. I guess actually Joe Biden broke his own news.
Yeah, that's accurate. But
it was just funny. People were like, oh, my God, he's everywhere. And then people got mad. No, he's not. I'm like, calm down. It's okay.
Did you, in all seriousness, you ain't gotta go in on the guy or nothing like that. It was a little bit of dirty pull, you know what I mean? To, like, put it out there as if you broke it. And at least that's the way it looked to some people. But, like, I asked Damien a question. Does he have the responsibility, because of his platform, because of who he's become, to always behave as a reporter, right? So, like, what I mean by that is, you're not breaking the news. You just saw it from Joe Biden. You're tweeting it. Should you put per Joe Biden, per at Joe Biden, or something like that? Like, does he have that? Even though it's not nothing to do with basketball, does he have that that journalistic code that he should live by on Twitter?
I don't know, because if I think back. He's always tweeted stuff like that. Like, he'll say, you know, blah blah blah, one is the president or whatever, and he's never said, like, per sources, or, you know, I think he's always, I don't know if he necessarily has to go through all that. I think the assumption is that he's breaking it because it's him. But when I read it, I didn't think, oh my gosh, Shams is in the White House getting info. I just thought my next thing was to look online and see, you know, where the announcement was. But then again, my brain, when it comes to news, functions different. I didn't think, oh my gosh, Shams took a break from, you know, the NBA news to let us know what's going on in the White House. I mean, because he's, like I said, he's tweeted stuff like that before. And he's never said, you know, per sources or, and I think technically, journalistically, if it's like from a press release or like from the source, it's not crazy just to say what the actual news is, which is that he stepped out the campaign. I mean, I just think it may be a little murky for some people now, but my mind didn't go, oh my gosh, Shams broke this.
I did. So I did initially think that because I got Shams up for notifications, right? I don't have Joe Biden on my notifications, right? So, you know, that's the first I saw. And then, like I said, I went to, and Damian did a good job of breaking this down. I go to Twitter when I see that. I'm like, yo, did he get hacked? I'm looking for other sources to be like, yeah, he did. They were probably double checking some stuff before they tweeted it out and did all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So for about, I'd say about 5 minutes, he was like the only reputable person who was saying it.
Because you didn't go to Joe Biden's.
Right, because I didn't even think to go to, why would I think to go to Joe Biden's Twitter?
It's a weird place to make that announcement, just for the record, like to tweet, hey, I'm out. That's a really weird. You could have the entire contingency of the press at your feet in 5 minutes and announce that you're not to announce it on Twitter is, especially given who Twitter is owned by, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I didn't see Shams' tweet immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So by time when I saw it, and I go on there, I see the release quote tweeted and all that. So I didn't see it right away.
Mm.
That probably helped me not do that as well. But yet it's like I said, I was waiting for Hulk Hogan to respond to it.
Oh,
since, since Kane did, and God, that was,
Well, we
should have kept the mask on and kept looking for Katie Vick. I mean,
it's, that's an angle no one should ever Google if they don't know what it is. Is he still the mayor? Is he still the mayor of Knox County?
Yeah, and he's as loud. He's just he's just as loud and vocal as ever as the mayor. He's called for Joe Biden to resign. He said, if you can't run, you must not be able to be in office. You should quit immediately.
Okay, Kane. All right, Isaac. All right, Isaac Yankum. Relax, bro.
Okay, that's fake it. Diesel.
It's been a wild week in wrestling.
Shut up, fake Diesel. That's what, if I was running against them, that's what I would call
them. Fake.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, like I said, it's a wild, and then I start thinking weird stuff like, wow, Kevin Nash is like a big, like, he's like a liberal, staunch, Democrat. And then you got Hulk Hogan over here tearing off his shirt for his quote hero. I'm like, the NWO was weirder than I thought it was.
That's why Scott drank so much. He's like, these two idiots.
He's like, I got this one over here, this one over here.
And I love Kevin Nash. Kevin can't talk without lying. But I love Kevin Nash because I believe he means well. But did you ever hear him on the Austin podcast? You know how him and Sean, so Sean would do the thing. Diesel would stand behind him. Did you ever hear him tell Austin he did that? He was like, "Oh, yeah, Austin. Yeah, you put the fist in the air with the black glove."
Good Austin.
And he was like, "Yeah, it was for Tommy Smith and John Carlos."
Come on, man.
And I never heard that.
And Austin was like, "Oh, yeah, but it wasn't political though, right?" He was like, "Oh, yeah, it was political, but they didn't know." Oh. Kevin, you're full of crap. Dude,
on the August 2020 episode, is that what
it was? Absolutely post 2020 that he hit us with.
I never heard that one, but hey, everything in life is either a work or a shoot.
I think everything in wrestling is a work. Everything.
I take it over to life now. I'd be like, I'd be talking like, is a work or a shoot? Like, what are we doing here? Like,
we have said since this show's inception, if you look at life through the spectrum of professional wrestling, life will make much more sense.
Yeah.
Like, who booked me to lose this job, right? And what's the, how do I finish my story? If you just look at life that way, it all makes more, leave the Katie Vicks out of it. But if you, you can make everything else make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You got problems with your relationship. What's the angle here? What's her angle?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there could be a wrestling angle developing in Raiders training camp, which got underway today. I'll ask you right now today. I'm going to ask you this question probably 10 more times before week one. Who's the Raiders starting quarterback the first game of the season?
Gardner Minshew.
Okay. That was very Ron Burgundy-like with a question mark at the end.
That's just my assumption. I just, I didn't see anything from Aiden O'Connell last year where I was like, oh yeah, that's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, they don't need any upgrade. That's the guy. I mean, they're the reason why they wanted a quarterback in the first round this year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to run it, I mean, just to walk in and assume it's going to be AOC, I can't do that. I'm thinking you sign Minshew because, you know, he's not a high-priced vet, but he's won games in multiple spots in the league. And you need at least serviceable. I mean, if they just had serviceable QB play last year, they might have snuck into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I just think, you know, you go with the guy who's actually won some games and like won, you know, games in the league over a larger, you know, sample size. You know, got a pretty good defense, you know. Ride with that. Make sure Max doesn't try to go to D.C., you know, too soon. You know, you're all right.
Jeez.
Make sure we don't lose Max on the campaign trail in some rural city in California.
Jay took that one pretty hard. That was tough.
Max is in Reading for some reason on a game day. Like, what are you doing, Max?
Hey, what's that? You probably seen this. What's that story going on where the Raiders are having training camp in Southern California and can't promote it at all?
Yeah.
Can't say anything at all?
It's like the NFL rule because that's the Raiders and the Rams territory.
Mm.
So like they can't promote. They can't promote. They're there. I don't know how this rule is about like the media or something. Can't it's something like the local media isn't supposed to be there.
What?
Oh man.
Yeah, it's like supposed to be only for the Vegas media. I don't know how that works. Which is weird because now I've never knew about that rule till recently. I'm like, so how do the Cowboys work this all this time?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Are they out? Is it because they're in Oxnard? It's a little different. I don't know.
Well, no, it's easy. They're owned by Jerry Jones. That's the difference.
Oh, yeah, right. It's like, we get these rules, but Jerry's rich. And yeah, so go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Kroenke, because Kroenke owns the Rams, right?
Yeah.
That's his boy. I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, Jerry Jones ran the plays to get both him and Spanos.
That's a fact.
And so far.
That's facts.
And he ran the play to help to get the Raiders in Vegas.
Yeah, to get the most popular team in LA to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry Jones can do everything except get his own team to the conference finals.
Well, that's how we started.
NFC championship game, so not the conference finals. You know what I mean.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Still counts.
Are you watching Receiver at all?
I watched a little bit. We talked about it last. Remember, you know, how.
Oh, we did. No, we did.
Yeah, the compilation of how they found every bad Jimmy Garoppolo play from the Raiders.
No, they really did.
I was like, did you do anything right? I'm like, I remember week one where he, like, led them for, like, you know, helps ice the game. They didn't show one good thing Jimmy ever did as a Raider. It was like he signed and he was hurt.
Even on the two wins, it was like no good completions from him. Just. Getting Devontae killed, all this other
stuff. Yeah, it was.
Do you think, because, like, namely what happened with Devontae, do you think this is the last season of, because that's a lot of access, and now, you know, the Devontae was forced, you know, he was put in a position to where he and his representatives had to answer questions about that series. That quote, that was months ago. That was last calendar year, and he had to answer questions about that. Do you think maybe that kills off shows like quarterbacks and receivers and so on?
I don't know if it kills it off. I just think it makes the editing a little different. I think, you know, I don't think Devontae, like you said, when he said it was months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize, you're not thinking, you know what, this is going to come out next year and someone's going to come back and ask me. Because remember, it comes out, it's in the middle of camp. So you're not thinking, okay, people are going to come out and, you know, ask me all about the show. But for Devontae, there were already rumors, the trade rumors about him. You know, Aaron Rodgers is not shy about saying he wants to play with Devontae again. So then you watch the show when he says, basically, if Jimmy didn't get benched, I wasn't going to be here next. I'm not going to be here next year. Hmm. That it's kind of fair to ask, like, what the hell was going on? Mm-hmm. Like, what did Jimmy do to you so bad to where you're like, if he's the quarterback, I'm out of here. So I mean, he kind of did it to himself. But I don't think these shows. I think because the ratings are going to be so crazy on these things, they're not going to go away. I guess what do they do what next? What running back or
what? Well, that's what we were trying to figure out. Yeah.
Cornerback might be the next.
We figured the show would end when special teams got here.
They'll do pass rusher.
Pass rusher. Oh, I like that.
I mean, that would be a crazy one. You could get, you know, the Bosas, Crosby,
okay.
T.J. Watt.
All right. All right.
T.J. Watt. Right. How did T.J. Watt get thrown in this? He ain't with us?
It didn't even dawn on me that I had said those three together. I'm just thinking of pass rushers. Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons. Yeah. Good apple.
We could have some
It'd be a good show. That. Well. I leave a couple of those guys out. It would be a good show.
Hey, I
first three guys, it would pick up January 6th, 2020.
Oh, man. All right. Come on, man.
They're sitting around just like mad. Like.
Oh, no. I got a kick out of what Damien said because I'm not finished, but I got cut up on the show. And no, Bosa absolutely said, don't show my face on me. That was crazy. He was like tucked off, bad angle. You see his back.
You don't really know that it's actually Nick Bosa, except for the fact Kittle said it's Nick Bosa.
Kittle's like, Bosa came and he never goes anywhere. He's just, you know.
Like, Bosa said, don't show my face.
And like, yeah, you literally, I never dawned on me. You literally do not see his face.
Nope. Nope.
That might have been Joey. We don't know which Bosa that was.
Right. I also think I like Devontae, so maybe I'm just biased here, but I think he has a couple moments that come off a little bad.
Well, he's had a couple of moments in his career, period. That remember he shoved
ask that photographer in Kansas City.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I think then you kind of juxtapose that with, you know, the birthday party and like half the parents have no idea who's your dad? Oh, like they pull up to the house. This is a really nice house.
I just, that was the part that cracked me up was I know that white lady was trying to figure out how they had this house. They're like, oh, it's beautiful. It's perfect. It's, oh, the... It's just incredible.
Honey, is your friend's dad a rapper? What does he do? I mean,
it reminds me of that scene from Black AF where they're taking the private jet and the stewardess starts to ask Rashida Jones's character all those questions. She's just dying to know what we do for a living.
Because I was, and what made that scene crazy was all moms. I'm like, you know, if it was a bunch of dads there, the dads would have been like, oh, there's Devontae. It would have been a whole scene of guys getting selfies with Devontae. Instead of all these ladies going, so what? Oh, you look familiar. Like, wow. Yeah, that was, yeah. There's some moments in that show that just absolutely cracked me up.
Nah, it's a really good show, and I hope it doesn't like change and become like mic'd up in the NBA. You know what I mean? Where it's just, you know, that's a segment where the coaches say nothing. Hey guys, we got to keep working. Rebound. All right. Goodbye.
You know what I heard that they do that some coaches do in that, or maybe not some, maybe it's all of them. And I'm sure Jason has heard this too, is they'll say something. 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever. They'll look over and say, okay, turn the camera off and get out. That was your, like, that's your clip. Like, we've done that. That's the clip. You know, get out.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you had guys like Phil Jackson who used it to his advantage to shred, to send messages. Remember what he did in the finals against Boston? He gets on that mic and says, this is the team. This is the worst team at holding a lead in the NBA. We're fine. We're only down 15. He's like, this team leads the NBA in blowing leads. And he knew that was going to be all over TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then Boston proceeds the next two games to blow big leads and lose.
Got him.
The Zen master.
Yeah. Good old Phil.
Jay, we appreciate you as always. Long Beach is finest.
Oh, yeah. I got you one of these for your birthday, Kenny.
Hey!
I don't know why.
How about that?
I don't know why. No, that's absolutely no need for
that. I'm sure you were. I mean, I know you were happy at the game last night.
No, no, wasn't happy at all.
Yeah, I know you were happy. This is on the way, you know. Got to get that city edition. I know. I got you. Happy birthday.
Goodbye, Jason.
Appreciate you, Jay. Fellow Dodger fan there.
No, whoa.
But that's what he said. It's not. Got you. That's a nice hat he got you.
Don't add to the media narrative.
That's a nice hat that he got you.
No, it's not.
And I know for a fact you don't have one of those.
What's a pretty cool hat?
Hey, like Al B says, KC in L.A.
Well, I'm KC in L.A.
See? Big deal. Big deal. KC in L.A.
I'll never forget that response.
Get out of my face, KC in L.A. Get out of my face.
Oh, man.
All right. We appreciate you so much for being with us. Today was interesting.
It was. Tomorrow will be even more interesting.
It will be, and it'll be interesting until the Kings play a damn basketball game or go to practice. Or
tune in tomorrow to see if we use the rundown.
At least get the schedule.
The same rundown that has been scheduled since Monday.
Of last week.
Well, never got to that damn football segment. Never wants to discuss.
Here, let's talk about the college football 12-team playoff.
Top 10 QBs in the game.
Never got there. We'll see you tomorrow here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Agantes. Come on, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.